Okay, so let's see. Let's go over here then to Terry, who's calling us from Montlake Terrace. Hi, Terry. What's on your mind?
Hi there. I am, because I'm homozygous for APOE4, I've been following Dr. Brayden's work. And in his cognoscopy list of tests, he's got homocysteine, which is fine, but he's saying it should be below 6. Everything I've seen would indicate to me that might be a little bit on the low side. What is an optimal level for homocysteine?
Well, I'd have to agree with you simply because of looking at tests from a whole bunch of laboratories. Sometimes people bring them in when they're coming from afar, and sometimes it's the major laboratories here in Seattle. And most of them, you're quite correct, they say 6 is low within the range, and they will take it depending on the lab and depending on their techniques, sometimes up to 10 or 12. But as low as one can possibly do for oneself is about the best goal we can set.
Okay, mine usually hangs out around 7, but lately it's gone up to 10, and I've got it back down to 8. I've been paying attention to Ben Lynch's explanations on how that chemistry all works, and I'm, like I say, I'm back down to about 8. Just had another test a couple of days ago, so we'll see, but. I'd never even come close to 6. So that was a little bit of a surprise to me that his recommendation was below 6. I understand the inflammation side of things, but anyway, you can go too low on that. So
Well,
I was just looking for.
one can, and I have to agree with you, sir. I hardly have ever seen a 6. Now, for those who don't know, I'll just mention this for just a moment, get right back to you, sir. Homocysteine is said to be a marker. The higher it goes, the more risk we have for cardiovascular and other problems. And if it's kept within the usual laboratory range, we're told that that's not going to cause us any extra problems. Now, Dr. Brenneman, gotta really respect the man. So thank you so much, Terry, for calling that to my attention. I did not know he had said it should be as low as 6. So when I get a chance, I'll look that up and see if I can find some either research or something behind that. But back to you. Did you have something else?
No, that should do it. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling.